podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Let's do one of these for Is It a Hack, hey?
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't call us. Yeah. Just rhymed for the song. Mm. Don't need your help.
Yep.
Did you know and have you done and is it a hack? That is for the iPhone users.
Okay.
Right. When you don't have much battery, you got to have the USB-C PowerPoint. You can't have the lightning one.
Yeah.
But you can take a cable that doesn't have a wall plug for the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Right. And plug one end into my phone and plug the other end into your phone and charge one of our phones from the other person's phone.
No way.
Yeah, you can.
No,
so
no.
When you do it, so when
hang
you
on, wouldn't that just connect our phones?
Well, it connects them, and apparently then you get a prompt and it says, do you want to give access to the other phone?
Yeah, and I'll say no.
Well, then you don't get the charge. But if you've got 10% battery and I've got 90% battery, you can have some of my charge.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently Android's been able to do it for a while. Some of them can do it just by touching back-to-back phones.
Oh, the old back-to-back. Yeah.
But yeah, having the cable for the iPhone, you got to still got to have the cable. So you got to still have half a charger. You just don't have to have the chunky wall plug, and you don't need a wall and a plug, I guess.
Yeah.
So we could be.
And then what happens? Would it like so? Okay, for example, you've got 10% and I've got 90. Would that then go down to where we're 50-50? Is that the idea?
I think you just keep sucking the life out of like children.
But how do you know that my phone's not going to be like, oh, that 10%, I could use that?
Well, this is so I did wonder about that, but apparently it's whichever one gets plugged in second takes the battery.
Oh.
So if I've got 90%, I plug it into my phone.
Yeah.
And then I go to your phone, you've got 10%, and I plug it into your phone, and then it says give access, yes, and then your phone starts taking from mine.
That is a hack.
Yeah?
That's a hack. I didn't know that.
I just ran around the office trying to find a cable to see if we could just test it live on air because I've not been able to test. I've only found this out this morning. But I reckon that's a hack as well.
Yeah, I reckon it's a hack.
All right, we're paying it. Great.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Just before then, you said that I'd possibly noticed the wrong thing about you.
Mm.
And now I just feel like I should just shush and just let you tell me what you're talking about and then we won't have to have this awkwardness.
No, it's fine. I do know that one of my eyes is red on one side.
Okay, so that's not the thing you're talking about?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't know what the go is there. I'm going to have to go get some eye drops or something.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
Now, so I thought, oh, he's going to tell me what's going on with his eye.
No. That's not it.
You might have gotten in a fist fight.
No, what I was going to say, and you haven't commented on it, and it's sort of something that I've actually put work into. And so when I do something and you don't notice it, then I... No, don't look under the desk. It's nothing under the desk.
Okay.
You can see what I'm talking about right now. Ish. When you don't notice, like, I get really deflated.
I'm so sorry. Okay, let me guess. Are you trying a new hoodie?
No, it is a new hoodie, but that's not the thing. No,
it's a zip-up jacket. You don't do a lot of zip-ups.
No.
Zip-up hoodies, yeah.
Talking about my body, so...
Why would I... Okay, yeah.
Recently, I became a watch guy.
And yeah.
I'm not wearing it today, actually, but...
Didn't I hear about it?
Yeah, watch guy. I bought a watch from Crawling Death, Torquay brand.
Oh, my God. No offence, guys in Torquay, but I had so much correspondence about this watch and I just said it was great at the start. I was like, that's a cool watch. I thought it ended there. No, I have to find out about the life of the watch, how it gets made, why it's cool.
Yeah.
And then shown different angles of where one might wear a watch to see what the best angle it would be.
Funny you should say that because when you're not a watch guy... You're just like, oh, yeah, I guess I could wear a watch and I just put it on my arm.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
We had so many conversations about this.
Yeah. So here's another one.
Oh, God.
So the thing was, it's like a metal band, like a chain link, not yeah. a chain link, but like there's links in the wristband.
Yeah.
And so when you get it, it's like a one size fits all thing, and then you have to size it to yourself. They give you a little tool, and you can
The little tool.
Yeah, if you're going to make it smaller, you like take out the links. Now, when I did that, I took out the correct amount of links and put it around my wrist, and it was still a little bit loose. And so then I took out another link, and then it was too tight. So I was mid-link. I was like in a half-size foot. You know when you got a half-size foot?
Yeah, yeah.
So I got a half-size wrist.
So have you been working on that at the gym?
Yes.
Are you actually kidding me? Are you serious or are you kidding me?
No, because it was annoying. So I put the chain link back on, the links for the wristband.
And you are lying.
No, I'm not. So now it's loose, right? Well, it has been loose. I was like, there's another way to fix this, right? If I can't make the watch perfect size, make my wrist perfect size.
How? That sort of thing. Special. And the way that I assumed you did it, I don't want to know.
These ones, mate. Giving it these ones. See, if you do this.
So
with
it
me,
looks like you're holding something and you're pulling it towards yourself.
Yeah, it's called a weight. That's what I'm doing. That's
right.
I'm giving it these. If you do this,
that's what it is.
You'll feel it in your wrists.
No, I don't think I'm going to make that.
I already had very strong wrists, but now they're quite. The girth is.
Let me tell you this. If you have been doing wrist exercises and measuring the length of your wrist, I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
What?
I don't know if I've gotten to this point. I've gotten this far. I don't know if I can get over this.
Minus one friend. Plus one watch that fits properly.
Where is it?
Oh, I forgot to wear it today.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
So I was at a first birthday the other week, right, and having a chat to everyone there. And you know how it's like mates and then you become close with their siblings and then you become close with their siblings' partners because you kind of always hanging out together,
yeah, sure,
like sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's the only time you see them at like birthdays and stuff, but it's nice because you get to catch up with everyone.
Mm.
And I was chatting to one of the lads and we were talking about drinks and stuff. I don't know. We were talking about random stuff.
Yeah.
And I was saying that I really love flat Coke. Like I can't just drink Coke on its own.
Carbonate.
It's so carbonated, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I would love it if I could just get like a 2-liter bottle of Coke, open it up, just leave it in the fridge, like open, so it just goes flat. It's just flat and cold. And that's the best.
Okay. Sure.
And then, you know, we're moving on to other things. Once again, I don't really know. You know how some conversations just happen,
just flow,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I really can't. Like, Coke's the worst one. Like, it hurts, basically, right? And then we were talking about other stuff and I was like, oh, do you know what's real, like, refreshing is I'm into the Pickford's cordial because I treat myself.
Right.
I've moved up from Cotties.
Yeah, it's a bit bitter, isn't it? It's a bit sour.
I love sour.
Yeah,
so that's my thing, right? And so I was talking about, I grab the cordial and I make cordial, but I make it with soda water. So then I'm kind of like, oh, it's like a fizzy drink, but like healthier, whatever. And we're talking about that. And then he's like, do you realize what's going on? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, explain this to me. Why do you hate the bubbles in Coke?
Yeah.
But then you add bubbles to cordial.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's different bubbles. I feel like the bubbles in Coke are sharp.
Aggressive.
Bubbles,
yeah.
Aggressive bubbles.
Yeah.
Whereas soda water can be aggressive, but with the cordial, it's more of a relaxed vibe. It's like we're on holidays where it's not like the daily grind bubble that you get with Coke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of. Weirdly.
Yeah,
I don't
weirdly
know why.
Weirdly it does, right? And so I've been told and I'm just like, I'm a walking contradiction.
Yes.
And I'm not sure why or how, but that's just the way it is.
But isn't there like, I don't know if it was Einstein, it's like the for every action there's a reaction. So you're taking... You taketh the carbonation and then you giveth the carbonation.
Maybe I like carbonation when I'm in control. it's a control thing.
Yes,
there we go.
Exactly
there it
right.
is.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Jono's here in the studio. It was your birthday, your 50th on Saturday.
Happy birthday, darling. Very many happy returns.
Appreciate that.
We love you.
What's coming? We're so excited. What's coming?
Well, just a little timeline of your birthday.
Okay.
That I'm across.
Right.
So at 8:18
a.m. No, before that. Before that, sorry. last week you left and I said to Tom, oh, my God, we forgot to say have a great birthday.
Mm.
Don't forget it's Jono's 50th on Saturday.
Mm.
And then when I left on Friday, I said, don't forget it's Jono's birthday tomorrow, right?
Did you say that? I don't remember you
saying
that.
Yeah. And then because Tom cracked it at me because I said, oh, we should text Max Holmes when he got injured.
Right. Yeah.
And I text him first and then Tom was like, oh, he jumped in there first. Right? So this is kind of where we are at the moment. I just want to set the scene for what's coming next. So him and I were a little bit like, right?
Yep.
And then
I still wanted to remind him it was your birthday.
Okay.
And then 8:18 on Saturday morning, without having spoken to Loggy that day, I messaged you in a group chat with Log as well.
Yep.
Said, happy birthday, Jono, in capitals, 3! Hope you have
this is a group chat.
Hope you have
hang on.
Hope you have a ripper day, mate. Very.
Hang on.
Let
me... I didn't see his name.
hope you have a ripper day, mate. Very grateful to know you. You're the bloody best, right?
Yes.
And then Loggy jumps on top of me.
So then I was driving to Werribee, right? Yes. I was driving to Werribee. I saw
gold.
The message come through and I thought, oh, you... right?
Well, because she got in ahead of me for Max, so I got in ahead of her for you,
for
right?
You,
and
right?
then so 10 minutes later, she messages, the big 5-0, so proud of you, mate. So many achievements in that time. Can't wait to see what you do
I'll
with the next 50. Lucky to have you in our lives. Lots of love, mate, and happy birthday. And so I messaged her and was like, laying it on a bit thick, mate.
And then I said, no, that's just how I speak to my real friends. Good comedy on the side, right?
2 hours later. 2 hours later, the response in the group chat from Brad Johnson.
Do you want to read it, Brad?
Yep. Thanks, Log. Have a brilliant weekend. Let the fun begin. but
Tom,
at 8:11 a.m. this morning, there's another message come through that says, thanks, Tom. Your message means the most.
Yeah. I feel like that's a cold comfort.
Let me just say.
I didn't realise groups. See, there you go.
At 10:29 a.m, Tom messaged, he thanked you and not me. WTF, dead to me. And
fair
I said,
enough,
ha, ha, ha. Oh, my God, I laugh so hard. No, I think he just would have seen mine because it was the last one sent. And he said, dead to me.
Yeah. No, just creating content for Monday morning. That's what I was doing.
So always thinking of the show, aren't you?
Fair enough, Tom.
No, that's all right. No,
classical.
Distraught, Jono.
I will go on myself then.
Yeah. So I could imagine. I'd be distraught too.
It was so good.
I didn't see the group. Look, to be honest, I probably had 450 messages I was getting back to. There was five messages
that.
I was getting back to and I stuffed up this one. So good by you, Tommy.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.